On our program today, we're going to visit with B.J. McGinn, who is the athletic director for Des Moines Area Community College, filling in for Dr. Alan Gobin. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Jim, happy to be here this morning. It's great to always come in here and have some talks with you and just kind of give people a little bit of an update on what we've got going out at DMAC.
I saw a lot of players, athletes, dance team, everybody, RVTV, and then back again for Puffer Billy, and they've been busy. Your coaches have had them out here.
Yeah, no, we have, and we really try to make a point of being involved, you know, as much as we can. Obviously, you know, their main focus is their academics and, you know, obviously their craft or their sport, but we definitely like to get everybody involved in some capacity with the community. And, you know, RVTV was a great opportunity, particularly for our dance team to kind of have their first, you know, time stepping out in front of some people, as that's a brand new.
There were a lot of girls there.
Yeah, we did. They were there. We had the mascot down there with Herky and Cy. So that was a neat thing to have going. And a lot of our players were down there, you know, helping do some autographs and hand out some DMAC swag, so that's always nice to get those things out to the young people and to just the people in the community. And then certainly Puffer Billy Days was a great parade. I was sharing with all the folks that were in it from DMAC, you know, and this was my 20th year here in Boone, and it was probably the best like DMAC group, you know, presentation
we had,
Rob was in the semi from DMAC. You know, we had the pet band. I mean, they're for real now. They're pretty good. We actually had to make cuts because our pet band has grown to like, you know, 30 plus band people, and we could only accommodate about 20 on that float. And so we had to actually make cuts for the pep band.
Wow.
So the pep band has really made a lot of strides. Mary Beth Handlin is in charge of that group, and she does an amazing job with them.
All volunteer.
We have students. We have faculty. We have former faculty. We pick up, you know, some local community members. So it's just a neat combination of, you know, community, really. And you know, they'll be at a lot of our basketball games here as we get into that season. So they do a great job. But then again, the dance team was in the parade. Myself and my family were in a car. Alan was in a car. I was with Sean Taylor, again, getting ready, you know, for his 22 push-up event. And the mascot was walking down. He was pretty hot after that.
It's a little warm.
It was a little warm. By the time he got to the high school, it was about time to go home. But all in all, it was a great event, and we've just really tried to get out and do some different things. You know, I know some of our programs do reading buddies at the schools. We'll do some things where we invite the youth to campus for games, just bring them in on, let's say, you know, Boone night, Madron night, whatever. We'll bring out your volleyball team, you know, 9 through 12, and we'll let them in for free admission, just wear your school colors type of thing. So we just try to really get people involved and, you know, come be part of what we're doing.
It is community college.
That's exactly right.
One thing I did want to ask, because really over the summer, right now your coaches are all pretty busy. They're nationally ranked teams here that are competing, but over the summer, a lot of camps, things like that, and they had great attendance.
We certainly did. You know, volleyball and men's and women's basketball do that stuff in the summertime, and I bet we had 100 campers at each one of those camps throughout that week, which, you know, there's 300 young people getting that opportunity to get exposed to DMAC and DMAC athletics. My daughter actually was one of them at Jocelyn's camp. Her and Paisley are the same age, Jocelyn's daughter, oldest daughter. And so, but, you know, they got to interact with the players, which is a really neat, you know, to be able to, you know, do that. So then when they go and watch them in the fall, they'll remember. That was my coach at camp. This is really cool, and get to know the coaching staff. So to provide those opportunities to all our area youth, I think is really, really important. So we do that. Then we get into fall. So I would say next week, softball will start their camp stuff. They run on Sundays for about four Sundays in November, and then they'll do one in December, and then they come back and do about two or three in January. Baseball had a fall league that just wrapped up. We had about 200 campers in that. And we were at DMAC Park. We were at the Little League Park. We were at Memorial on a Saturdays. We had all kinds of kids running around. And the really neat thing about the, with the baseball program is a lot of those kids live kind of close to the college. So they'll just show up at baseball practice, watching the guys practice, you know. And I know Nick lets, you know, some of those guys in the dugout, you know, periodically, you know, if they're around. And that's kind of a neat thing to be exposed to that. And then they'll start their high school hitting leagues on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then Dance just had a camp 2 weekends ago. And so they had a bunch of campers on campus as well. And I've never been a part of dance camp, really never been
a part
of
it. Well, it's only your first year.
And I'm learning about dance, right? I mean, I've got friends and colleagues that have, you know, young people, their kids are in dance, and they kind of tell me a little bit about it. And I was learning about, like, here's all the trophies, and here's how you rate stuff. And I'm like, whoa, okay. It's a little different than, you know, looking at a scouting report or a stat sheet. But it was good.
It was all right for you to find the coach and let her go.
Yep. And that's just and with all of our coaches and staff. You know, that's my responsibility, is just to kind of get them in place and let them work. And I think that that's been one of the reasons we've had a lot of success, is you give them the ability to do those things and assist them as needed. That's my role. Yeah. And then help coach them up a little bit if they need help in different areas. And just run, let things kind of run.
Yeah. So for those that have followed and know, we have had fall baseball and softball games going on. Your teams have been playing, and usually for some reason the women seem to play up a division or two.
Sure.
So I mean, they end up playing Iowa State. They end up doing stuff like that.
Yeah. No, they do. Matter of fact, I mean, they played Iowa State. They went over to Creighton. They went down to Drake. They went to Nebraska, Omaha, Missouri, Kansas City. Went to Madison and played the University of Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, tonight, I'm actually, Jill and I are heading over there about noontime, but they play the University of Iowa tonight at 6 under the lights in Iowa City. So we're going over to watch that tonight and have dinner, and then go to the Iowa-Penn State game tomorrow. And probably swing by. I text with Josh Sash, our former head coach here at DMX, on staff at Iowa now with the men's basketball program with Ben McCollum. And so they practice at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So we're going to swing by practice and say hi to Josh and those guys. And then in the afternoon, the women practice at 1. And Randy Henderson, who is Randy Peterson, who played there, was a high school classmate of mine. So and then her sister, I played with her brother at Cedar Falls, but her sister, Ellie, the youngest, played with Jill at Cedar Falls. So we're going to go see the women practice a little bit. Yeah, it'll be a good weekend before, you know, everything really kind of kicks in. You know, volleyball, you know, comes down the stretch run. They're playing today up in Fort Dodge and tomorrow up in Fort Dodge. But they have about 3 more conference games left, and then they get into regionals November 1st. You know, cross country's coming up in regionals. So it's starting to sneak up, so we're going to take some time this weekend just to kind of before the stretch run of fall goes, and then we get into the winter sports season. So
we already have, again, volleyball, of course, going right now, improving their ranking. Tough. It is a tough conference.
Yeah, no, it's there's no question. I mean, our conference and the Jayhawk conference are the two toughest conference in conferences in the country. You know, certainly, you know, to have, you know, 3 or 4 ranked teams all year long, you know, and our women have done a great job, and they've had to really hang in there with a lot of injury setbacks that they've had. We've had shoulders, we've had knees, we've had feet, you know, we've got people walking around in boots, right, during the week, and then lace them up and play on game day, right? So Coach Lopez has done a fantastic job, and Coach Coronado, of just kind of managing those situations. You know, and, you know, we just jumped 2 spots this week to number 15 in the country. We've been ranked all year. And so they've really done a good job. If we can come down the stretch here, you know, and win out, we got a good opportunity to finish, you know, in, you know, 3rd probably place in the conference, and then jump into region play with a really good draw. So that's kind of where we're sitting with volleyball right now.
And already we've had, others that have seen improvements in there, because this is cross-country season.
Right.
Which, for some reason, morphed into track.
Which also morphed into half marathon, which I learned about last Friday.
Did you?
Yeah. So it used to be, if you submitted your eligibility report for cross-country, that, because they run the half marathon like 2 days later at the same venue.
Oh, okay.
So your cross-country eligibility was, you know, sufficient to, you know, In any event, they so made a decision.
You and I would not be doing that, but in any, you have guys, runners that do.
Yeah, so in any event, so we had to have there's a half marathon. It's the same kids with the same report. You just have to put their names on a different piece of paper and hit submit. So you got to go and do it. It's about a 45 minutes to an hour process, but we got both the men and women entered in the half marathon as well. So, so yeah, but they've done great. You know, the men just won the Indian Hills Invitational last Friday, and they knocked off Hills, and you know, obviously Indian Hills is Division One junior college, and we beat them by about, I don't know, 29-30 points. So we had a great showing out there, and that bounced us up to number three in the country for this week, going into regionals. And then the women had a great showing as well out there, finishing third, and they jumped up to number four in the country. So we entered into regionals up in Fort Dodge Friday the 24th. First race is at 4, second race is at 4:30, and you know, hopefully we get some good weather and have an opportunity to come away with a couple of regional championships.
Keep our fans, keep them going. And again, when you first started doing cross country, did you think, well, first of all, you had to get a coach that could find young people that were interested in still running, mm-hmm. and running competitively.
Right, which is a challenge. And we've kind of evolved with that. You know, when I was just, again, talking about the half marathon, working on the eligibility report, you know, we have 16 men in the program. And we have 8 women in the program. A year ago, we probably had half that many. Yeah. You know, now that being said, success breeds, you know, people wanting to be a part.
It attracts more, doesn't it?
Yeah, they want to be a part of something that's good. And, you know, the second and third place finish last year at Nationals was huge. And, you know, and Coach Melcher being able to go out, you know, and recruit some more players. And I will say this, too, with our facility improvements, you know, we're really on that level playing field to go out and get recruits, sure. more so from, you know, Polk County, Dallas, mm-hmm. County, you know, those areas, you know, in central Iowa that maybe we necessarily couldn't get in there before because a lot of their high school stuff was better than our stuff.
Yeah.
So so that's been a big piece of that too. But Coach Mulcher's done a great job just kind of navigating that and then getting into the track and field piece a little bit, running our distance runners in the spring,
yeah.
Which has certainly helped, keeping students in housing and help with enrollment for spring,
sure.
spring semesters, right, for credit and headcount. So it all kind of goes hand in hand. We're dabbling possibly with some sprinters and some throwers, so we'll see where this goes.
It just keeps growing. And don't bring Gable back again because he keeps pushing wrestling for you.
He tried real hard that evening. I just tried not to respond today.
One of the other things, of course, obviously this year hosted the first D2 Women's Golf Championship. And we do have fall golf. They've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, they really have. Our women actually just played their last meet this week. They went down to Alabama. And played for 3 days and did well down there. You know, it's good to get to in front of a lot of the teams that you're going to see, like we had here in Boone, yeah. for the national tournament, because the majority of them, you know, are from Alabama, Texas, Florida, Arizona.
They play pretty much all year long.
Right. Yeah. They're out there all year round. And we're very fortunate to be able to get inside, right, with the simulator, mm-hmm. and the indoor practice facility now. So it was good to get down there and just kind of get them exposed to, I mean, it was pretty much all top 25 ranked teams in the country, sure. at this thing. And so it was just good to have that level of competition for the women to see that before they actually get it right in front of them when they do get to nationals come April.
And by the way, if you're wondering, folks, yes, they are ranked in. They are ranked teams, both of them.
Yeah, they are. Polls came out Tuesday. The men are currently ranked 8th in the country, and then the women's golf program is currently ranked 9th. So both are in the top 10, which we're very proud of that. But that being said, that's a lot of hard work with Coach Seabach and Coach Briley, spending a lot of time with those young people, working on developing different aspects of their game.
One thing, and this one still is, you and I kind of look at each other when we go esports, but it is, folks, it is a competitive sports program.
Yeah, no, it is. I actually called Christian Kreider, who's our head coach. Cody Cheesemore is our current assistant. And we're actually in the process of looking for another part-time assistant coach as we continue to look to grow this program. I think the vision, if we can get – I mean, I would be happy if we can get into 36 to 40 players.
Wow.
We're currently in that 16, 17 range.
You'd like to double it?
But, you know, and I think that it's very realistic. You know, you look at some of the community colleges and smaller four-year institutions that are close to us, you know, they're dabbling 50 to 60.
Wow.
And so, you know, I do think it's feasible, particularly our location in terms of, you know, the market to get to that point. But I feel like we want to add one more person because these guys are in there. They don't play till 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Well, they do that Monday through Friday. So we just need to have someone to pass the baton to maybe one more time so that, you know, Christian and Cody aren't in there all the time. But they're doing well. I spoke with Christian. You know, they're currently 20-7, and they play about four different games. And I believe the first part of November is when they start their fall national tournament stuff. So they have regionals, and then if you win regionals, you go to NAT, just like in, you know, basketball baseball, softball, etc. And but they actually have two competition seasons, right? So they do. So you pick your game, and if you play one game, and that's what you do all fall, and then you compete in tournament. And then in the spring, you come back in January, you compete till April, playing one game, and then you have another tournament.
And for people that wonder, again, they are competing online with other teams.
Yeah,
that's a.
Yeah, and with other junior colleges, so it's the NJCAAE, which is Junior College Athletic Association Esports. So they have their own little governing body. So they're all part of the NJCAA, but they have, like, if you go out to Charlotte, which I was out there for the convention before the women's golf thing, they have their own little component in the headquarters, and it's just dedicated to esports. And, you know, so it's interesting. There's three divisions, tier one, tier two, tier three. There's different requirements for eligibility. There's different requirements for skill level. So it's
more paperwork for him is what it is.
It's but I tell you what, it's been great. I think I love the fact that it gives every student maybe an opportunity to be part of a team that maybe not necessarily be what you think of as a traditional sports team. But there's a lot of young folks out there. It just gives them a chance to be part of something. You know, they have offices, right? You know, like president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. You know, they have captains of their teams that initiate, you know, practices on their own a lot because they might do that in the dorms, you know, if the esports, you know, facilities close on the weekend or whatever. And so it gives people opportunities to get into some leadership roles as well. So I think being able to just really enhance student activities that way really benefits, you know, obviously the student body, but just the DMAC campus as a whole here in Boone.
Let's talk a little bit about our winter programs coming up because they've been busy already and out playing. And we have pretty good teams coming up this year.
Yeah, you know, we do. Women's team played last weekend in Cedar Rapids and then played three scrimmage games. And, you know, they're coming together. The men are actually in Kansas City today in a tournament. They, matter of fact, they play today. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, rocking and rolling. Next week, I think each of them has a home scrimmage. And then October 31st is the men's first home game on Halloween at 7 p.m. So when you're done trick-or-treating, come out in your costume. And you know what? I just got a great idea. Wear your costume, free admission. Boom. Done.
There we go. That's the decisions he can make. Yeah.
Yep.
Show up in your costumes. And
We'll do that. Costumes, free admission, October 31st, DMAC Boone Campus Den, men's basketball.
All right.
You heard it here first.
Blake knows this, right?
Yeah. I'll text him when we get off the air.
We get done. We're getting into the season. Both coaches feel pretty good, I'm guessing, about what – I mean, we've had high-level competition the last couple of years, and, again, the conference is not a slouch.
No, it's certainly not. You know, preseason polls will come out probably midweek, you know, so – we'll see what that is. And again, you know, having done it for a long time, I you know, it's important to be in those conversations on the national level, because we, you know, that's kind of one of our goals or expectations year in, year out, mm-hmm. is to be in those conversations. But I do think we both programs, you know, they got a chance to do some really, really good things this year. And Jocelyn and Blake are just tremendous coaches, but they're tremendous people too. And their staffs are amazing as well, right? So, you know, I'm really excited about both programs. A lot of doubleheaders coming up. Added a couple of conference teams. So, you know, that's
another thing people don't realize. Our conference has gotten a little bigger.
Yeah, you know? we're getting into that, you know, 11-12 range right now. I mean, some sports have more, you mm-hmm. know, may not have basketball, but they added volleyball. May not have sure. softball, but they added baseball, you know, that type of thing. But it is certainly growing. I would say Central Nebraska just joined. Yeah. They're a voting member this year, right? They were in last year, but they were not allowed to participate in tournament play. So it's continued to grow, and a lot of that's because our organization is, if we're not the best, I would say we're tied for first, right, in the country, the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference. You know, we've got tremendous support from all of our presidents. Our board of trustees throughout the, you know, state of mm-hmm. Iowa are very supportive of our community colleges in their athletic programs. And I think that's one of the things that makes it such a great conference, back to your point, is, I mean, there's going to be 5 ranked teams on the men's side.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just what's going to happen. And the women will probably have in that 3-4 range. So it's every night is a dogfight. So,
well, don't forget, on the 31st, wear your costumes, get in free.
Yep.
For the men's basketball. Again, it's going to be a busy season, and you got a lot of traveling and things to keep track of. I mean, you keep busy. Plus, all your coaches, I know one of the things, and it's always been a priority, I go back to Orb. We have students first, then they're athletes.
Yeah, no, actually, it's funny you bring up Coach. I actually talked. He called me this past week, so I talked to him for a little bit. So it was good catching up with Coach. But yeah, no, that's absolutely always been ever since I've been here. But every place I've been prior to here, that was instilled in me, even as a high school player, and then into college, working at some different places. I've been very fortunate to work for good people. Obviously, Coach Orr was one of those, yeah. And. That's just one. And matter of fact, midterms are, I think, due to come out next
pretty
Tuesday.
Soon, yeah.
So I've already had those discussions and talking with coaches about, all right, let's find out where we're at. I've got a couple that are coming in for extra study halls right now because we got to get our marks up, right? Mm-hmm. That's just part of playing here and being a part of this thing. And if that's not for you, that's fine. And you can go someplace that doesn't make that a priority. But, you know, and we talked about this, you know, over the summer, you know, when 78% of your student athletes are 3.0 GPA or above, your culture is pretty good.
You're doing good. Yeah.
So we will not compromise that. I just don't believe it. I mean, I would tell when I was recruiting kids, I was like, you know, you have to take care of this if you want to make that next step to that 4-year school and earn that scholarship.
Absolutely.
Because that's the first question I get is, where's the transcript?
Yeah.
And if you don't get through compliance, the rest of it doesn't matter. You got to be able to play, yeah. But the rest of it doesn't matter. And so we always make that a real priority. Communicate with your instructors, go to class, be on time. You know,
and that's the other part, having the coaches that are monitoring closely, but having instructors that are willing to be a part of it as well.
Yeah, and I always try to make sure I give them credit, because, you know, it's a village, right? It takes all of us hand in hand, you know, from the instructors to the, you know, the coaches to the custodial staff to everybody involved, the electrician, the Academic Achievement Center, the library, you know. CET, nursing, everybody involved has an impact on these young people and making sure we're getting them to their full potential. And that's one of the great things about working on this campus in Boone. I mean, no one in the office is too busy to answer a question or help you, if you find a room.
Find a room.
Where do I go to pay my bill? How do I register? You know?
Yeah.
So that's a unique thing, and I'm very proud to be a part of that, and I'm very proud of this campus and these people that work here.
Follow along with schedules if people want to come out and attend in-place events, things like that. What's the best way? Follow it online?
www.dmacbears.com, and you just go to teams, and it'll pop down and you can hit schedule for each
program. See where they're at and what's going on.
Yep, and then also they're in production right now, but on our programs for men's and women's basketball, there'll be a schedule on the back.
Okay.
For each team. So that, you know, a lot of people prefer that. Well, just here's your program, throw it on the fridge. And highlight the home games.
Got it right there, too.
So,
and on the 31st, wear your costumes.
That's right. Come on out.
Alrighty. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. No, Jim, it's always a pleasure, and we certainly appreciate everything that KWBG does for us here in Boone.